USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is putting a new coronavirus relief package on the table. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says the bill is a true bipartisan effort.
Republicans and Democrats, neither of us got everything we wanted. Both of us got much of what we wanted. And I think that combination reflects what Congress is supposed to do, reconciling different priorities, but ultimately doing something good for the American people.
President-elect Joe Biden is rolling out top members of his economic team.
A first-rate team that's going to get us through this ongoing economic crisis and help us build the economy back, not just build it back, but build it back better than it was before.
Biden, wearing a walking boot, opened the event in Delaware by saying, "Help is on the way." Biden selected former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as his pick for Treasury Secretary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
With the race to develop and distribute a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine well underway, advisors to the CDC are set to meet on Tuesday to decide who will get the vaccine first. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden tells ABC's Good Morning America there's a lot to consider.
I would also expect there to be bumps in the road in the vaccination program. When you vaccinate millions of people, some people get really sick after the vaccination, and you don't know whether that was the vaccine or that was just coincidence. So that has to be studied carefully, or you're going to get all sorts of wild rumors flying around.
President Trump's campaign is raking in the cash almost a month after the election. Multiple reports say his campaign has raised at least $150 million since voters cast their ballots last month. And Starbucks is offering free coffee to healthcare workers and first responders for the entire month of December. Workers will get a free tall brew or iced coffee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Articles of impeachment have been filed against a Republican governor.
A group of Ohio lawmakers has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In a statement, the lawmakers accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. They also claim the state's mask mandate, quote, promotes fear, turns neighbors against neighbors, and contracts the economy by making people fearful to leave their homes. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference Monday, calling their efforts foolish.
So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and we've just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, it's just a small number of people who just continue, for whatever reason, to think that this is, and act as if this is some big joke.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
California Democratic AG Javier Becerra is calling on the Supreme Court to reject the religious freedom claims of California churches opposed to the state's coronavirus restrictions. But Matt Staber, an attorney for the churches, is confident the restrictions will be removed by the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.